بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affording us once again an opportunity to fast one of the days of the month of Ramadan. We find ourselves in the final segment of this beautiful month, mashallah, whereby we try to reap maximum benefit, and inshallah ta'ala everybody is trying the utmost best to reach this beautiful night, the best night of the entire year. And that is Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to inshallah ta'ala find this beautiful night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made better in 1,000 months for us, subhanallah. And if we find this month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and pardon us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beloved one to pardon. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what to read and what to recite on this beautiful night. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to her by saying, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Tonight, Alhamdulillah, we are discussing gems from the Quran in juz number 26. And mashallah, Suratul Ahqaf. The first ayah we will discuss is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions that indeed those who have said, our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then remained on the right course, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to us as believers again, that if we keep onto this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be saddened by everything that we are doing. And we all know what is awaiting us if we keep on this righteous path. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those are the companions of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us the inhabitants of paradise. We will live there forever and ever, subhanallah, abiding eternally therein as reward for what they used to do. So what does this mean? Our actions here in this life, it is extremely important to take care of those actions. If we take care of those actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us a reward beyond our imagination. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that nobody has ever seen Jannah with their eyes. Nobody could ever hear about the truthfulness and what really transpire in Jannah. And nobody can perceive it with their mind or their hearts what Jannah is about. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعْتُهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمَلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. Till the end of the ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentioned, and we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. Allahu Akbar. We don't want to speak too much on our parents, as we know that there are some of us who have our dear ones with us and some of us who don't have them with us, they might be alive. And some of us, we lost our dear ones, our parents, those who looked after us and nurtured us and made us what we are today, subhanAllah, is because of their du'as that we could still be here and be righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their du'as. So today they're not here, and subhanAllah, we feel saddened about it, but we are still left behind and we can still make du'a for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, his mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship. And his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. Now we might think, subhanAllah, what is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about? And the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to them and he walked circumambulated the Kaaba, starting from Khurasan, having his mother on his shoulders, carrying her for the entire journey of the Hajj. He carried his mother for the Tawaf, for the Sa'i, and mashallah, for all the rituals, he carried his mother on his shoulders and he asked the question, did I repay my mother? Subhanallah, the profound answer that was given by the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he said that not even one suckle, Allahu Akbar, not even one suckle, not one pain did you repay your mother for, Allahu Akbar. And this is very important for us to realize. We need to treat them kindly. We need to treat them in the best of ways. They have had hardship upon hardship. when we were born, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions he grows until when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years. He then says, my Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Very important, every adult that is alive, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with children, what is the desire in their heart for them? What is the yearning in their heart? That Allah should keep our children on the righteous path. That is very important. May Allah grant our children to be of those who are the righteous. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, I have repented to you, and indeed I am of the Muslims. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us. We should repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and proclaim that we are Muslims. We know that we are Muslims, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't pass away from this world without being a believer, without being a Muslim. Allahu Akbar, may Allah grant us to remain on this righteous path. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us by saying, فَاصْبِرْ فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُعْمَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ بَلَاغٍ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as were those of determination among the messengers, and do not be impatient for them. It will be on the day they see that which they are promised. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what is to wait for us, not in this life, but in the next life. As though they had not remained in the world except an hour of a day. Ya Rab, this worldly life seems so long for us. The moments that we spend with our families, we can't even, subhanAllah, thank Allah subhanAllah enough for this, because there's going to come a time when we are going to go into a time zone whereby time does not count. You know, time does not count for us. There will be no worries about time. Eternally we will have eternal bliss, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if that time comes, it would have been as if this worldly life was but an hour of a day for us. Ya Rab, subhanAllah. Our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this notification, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and will any be destroyed except the defiantly disobedient people. Allah, can we imagine bliss and those who were disobedient who will be fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha. How difficult it will be for the people of the fire. And may Allah protect us from this. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. For indeed this is a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful evening that we can spend in order to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta matla' al-fajr. Up until fajr, from maghrib the night. Spend it. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseech Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bi idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be amongst the fortunate ones, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen to the one who is unfortunate on this, and may Allah curse that person, and may Allah protect us from this dua, Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala profoundly mentions in Surah Al-Fath, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا فَجَعَلَ مِنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that certainly has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to His messenger the vision in truth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wahi and inspiration and showed him what is the truth. You will surely enter al-Masjid al-Haram, if Allah wills, in safety, with your head shaved and hair shortened, not fearing anyone. This is the fath, the conquering of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Who would have ever thought when Rasulullah came with a message that this will happen? But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has placed it in His vision that He will definitely be, subhanallah, amongst those who are victorious. And victory, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so mentioned, that his heads will be shaved. So he will go in with an umrah, with a hajj, with an umrah, subhanallah. He knew what you did not know and has arranged before, that a conquest is near at hand. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that when it was asked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata Nasrullah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb, that the victory is close by and nearby. And ya Allah made it the reality for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, how should we not feel as believers? Though sometimes we feel that when is the victory coming? We are struggling. Everybody is looking at us, telling us that we are terrorists. Every single thing that happens in the world, the blame is on the mu'min. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that don't worry about this, right? Don't ask about the victory, because the victory is near. And we should believe this. This is what Allah has promised the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم, and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers and merciful amongst themselves. How do we love? Are we merciful towards our brethren, our Muslim brothers and sisters? They are struggling out there. This is hardship and difficult times that's ahead. This is the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous. Are we going to forget about our brothers? Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being described. He is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are with him. He is there harsh against the disbelievers, those who commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to speak out against shirk, but we have mercy in our hearts towards the believers. And may Allah protect us, inshallah, grant us to unite in such a way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You see them bowing and prostrating in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His pleasure. What are we doing? Are we doing this? The ruku', the bowing position, and the sajda, the sujood, the prostration position, do we feel that perturbed by it? Do we feel that it is too much for us? We're seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of this. We're seeking to taste the sweetness of Iman out of this. Once that becomes sweet for us, sweeter than anything in the world, then we surely know that we are on the right track, inshallah. And may Allah grant us to love our prayers. May Allah grant us to love to be in that state of prostration, because that is the moment that we are the most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that their mark is on their faces from the traces of the prostration. May Allah grant us the day of Qiyamah when we are raised, inshallah ta'ala, that those light should shine from these beautiful limbs on our body in order to make the road ahead easy for us, walking over the pool sirat, over the bridge, subhanAllah, which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade. May Allah grant us to swiftly move over there, and mashallah, we will have vision because of the wudu', the ablution that we took on this world, and the places that touched the ground, and the places that we made our adhkar with on our bodies. May that be a light shining for us, bi idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enter into paradise. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned to us to be extremely careful when we speak about things, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahalatin فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and we'll end off with this, that the people of faith, who are they? They are the ones, if there comes to you a disobedient one with information, somebody who we know that we cannot rely on this, on these type of information, subhanallah, then what happened? Investigate. That's the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Investigate, lest you harm a people out of ignorance and become over that you have done regretful. So regret always comes late. They say, why? Because our tongue has no bone. It loves to discuss things. It likes to say things and certain things. And it likes especially to say things about others. And may we have that hifdul lisan, that protection of our tongue, that we will not speak anything until we investigate, inshallah ta'ala. And if that investigation is confirmed, then we will be able to process our information to others. And may Allah guide us all, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us to find the night of Qadr. May Allah grant us to be amongst those people. Why? Because we know, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. That Allah will forgive us all our sins. That is an amazing bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant our Ramadan to be an accepted Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Our fitrah for this year is 45 rand, inshallah, and 12 rand for our fidya. Let us not delay in this. The people are hungry. The people are struggling. Let's give our fitrah. It is wajib and baligh for every baligh male to pay his fitrah. Wajib and baligh. Subhanallah, it's compulsory for the one who is the protector of his family, the overseer of his family. If there's a fatherly figure, he needs to pay for his entire family, even if it is a baby. Subhanallah. If he's baligh, mukallaf, he needs to pay. Everybody needs to pay in the whole entire family. Subhanallah. If he's Muslim, he needs to pay. And inshallah ta'ala, may Allah grant us the ability to look after our brethren that is struggling out there. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. Wa akhiru da'wana. Wa anilhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.